Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Stevie Ray Vaughan, the late, great Stevie Ray Vaughan. Stevie Ray Vaughan bringing us back, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm glad you're here. Gene Griseman and I have been going toe-to-toe on philosophical, political philosophy issues. That's what I'll call it. But Gene, I want to come back. I want to come together in this last segment, and we're going to hold hands. We're going to sing Kumbaya. I want to find some I want to find some common ground for you and me. And here's my question. Never mind that you don't agree with the Tea Party and you don't like them. Never mind that I have problems with other people in politics. Never mind all that. But can we not agree if Lincoln were sitting among us right now, and the great Lincoln scholar that you are, and he is, folks, one of the best in the world. If Lincoln were among us right now, if I said to him, President Lincoln, never mind the politics of the Tea Party or somebody on the left, how dangerous would America be if we didn't have an opposing view on key issues? What do you think President Lincoln would say?
Lincoln would say that the opponent should be the loyal opposition. And I don't.
Do you think he would say
it has to be a loyal opposition? We're going to take a vote, and if we lose the vote, it is majority rule. That's the underpinning of democracy.
Okay.
Otherwise, we have anarchy.
But you know, the thing about that, though, Gene, when the founders created the government, they didn't create a democracy. They created a representative republic, right? So they created an opportunity for the minority not to lose. That's the reason they came up with supermajorities and that kind of thing. So my point is, there was a place for the minority if a minority could hold one of the three houses, then they created a method for that minority to work. And if you think about it, whenever the Democrats have been in the minority, they didn't go quietly. You can't say the Democrats said, oh yes, we're the loyal minority, we'll just roll over and let the Republicans have their way. Heck no, they didn't do that. So
I wouldn't say that they should, but I'll tell you this.
But answer my question, Gene.
The people who wrote the Constitution did not want the tyranny of the majority, but we now have the tyranny of the minority.
Do you not agree with me, though, that it would be a horrible thing if everybody in Washington completely agreed with everything? All right, thank you. Here's the second thing. Do you not agree that regardless of who's in the White House, regardless of who has Congress, if we don't have an impartial and jaundiced-eyed media, that America can't survive that?
I thank God for the media, and I think to denigrate the media is a bad thing. The fact that, I mean, we have the media's many, many things. I look at all of it.
But what I'm saying, though, Gene, regardless of who's in the White House, when you've got the bias, right, that's going on right now in the media, and it's being chronicled by the left and the right. I mean, even the left are acknowledging that the mainstream media is not holding President Obama's feet to the fire on many issues. They're even it's gotten so out of hand that the New York Times is even commenting on this. That's not good for America, Gene. And I would be saying this.
Well, what about the alternative, Fox News, which is 24-hour poison?
Well, I'm not talking about Fox. No, I don't agree with that. But the point is, Gene, is that we've got to have an impartial media. All right, so I'll give you your point. What do we do about that? How do we solve both of our problems?
Well,
how do we solve Fox and for you and MSNBC, NBC, CBS, ABC for me?
I think we've already solved it. We've got this show, we've got Fox, we've got the New York Times. It's all out there, and people can listen to all of it.
Yep. I agree with that. But
we agree on that,
but Gene, the majority of the people asking the White House questions, whoever is in the White House, Republican or Democrat, the majority of the people asking the questions are vote Democrat.
I don't know that.
That's a survey that was taken, and it's a fact.
Well, maybe it's because they're just better educated.
Oh, yeah, you had to get that little elitist shot of it. Hey, Gene, I need your website, Gene.
It's presidentlincoln.com.
Send all the email. Send all your email to Gene Griceman, ladies and gentlemen, at presidentlincoln.com. Hey, Gene, I still love you. I'll see you next time. Gene Griceman, Dr. Gene Griceman, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. We'll air this out again another day. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.